From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, June 15th, 2016. I'm Philip Graham. Katie Kozajanski is reporting in the Daily Mail that as part of the CAT 21 initiative, the Greene County Industrial Development Agency will look into the larger financial impacts of a major resort project on the county. Specifically, the IDA is looking at the water park proposal put forward several years ago. That plan included a 400-room hotel, 8,000-square-foot indoor water park, and an 18,000-square-foot conference center on 103 acres in New Baltimore. An impact study will be done to look at the potential interactions between a major new water park and the Zoom Flume Water Park located in East Durham. The IDA is in the early phases of completing an environmental review of the parcels located directly across the thruway from Anthony's Banquet Hall in Leeds near the intersection of Route 23B and the thruway. The agency is seeking public comment on possible CAT 21 developments. Residents have until June 30th to submit feedback. A link to the survey can be found at the WGXC newsroom or at surveymonkey.com/r/greenwaterpark. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Sarah Dunn and Roger Hannigan-Gilson are reporting in the Register Star that Out Hudson's parade in celebration of Gay Pride Month will go forward as planned on Saturday, June 18th, but with an increased law enforcement presence following the mass shooting last weekend at Pulse, a club frequented by the LGBT community in Orlando, Florida. Hudson Police Chief Edward Moore said, and I quote, "After the Orlando incident, members of my department spoke to the major and spoke to other police agencies, and we have plans of beefing up security measures," end quote. The festivities will come to a halt at exactly 2:30 p.m., and a moment of silence will be observed in remembrance of the victims of the Orlando attack. The moment of silence will be the only change to the parade's program, organizer Rich Trixie Balbo said. It is important for the local LGBT community and their friends and families to have the day to celebrate, especially in light of what happened earlier this week, he said. The parade down Warren Street begins at 2 p.m. You can read that full story in the Register Star. Bethany Bump is reporting in the Times Union that the State Board of Regents adopted new rules on Tuesday, June the 14th, that give school districts a bit of a break on conducting teacher and principal evaluations. Under the new rules, any district experiencing trouble finding independent evaluators to conduct those reviews can apply to the New York State Education Department for a newly created hardship waiver. The waiver would only require independent evaluators for those teachers and principals rated ineffective the previous year. The concession comes as state legislators debate whether to remove a financial penalty for districts that do not fully implement the new requirements by September the 1st. To receive a hardship waiver, districts must submit a plan for conducting observations and school visits by the building principal, supervisor, or other trained administrators. Districts must also submit a plan for conducting independent observations and school visits for teachers and principals rated ineffective. You can read that full story in the Times Union. A group called Fair and Equal are calling for Hudson to end its weighted vote system with a July 23rd meeting at the Hudson Area Library. Don Moore, the city's current third ward supervisor and former Common Council president, said, and I quote, "Hudson is the only American city that assigns residents vastly different levels of representation in their local government based on where they live," end quote. Hudson's complicated voting system has five wards with two alder people from each ward representing citizens in the Common Council. Votes by representatives are weighted by population and a complicated mathematical algorithm. To pass a law, it might take 4 or 8 votes, depending on which ward those votes come from. This group proposes a, and I quote, "one person, one vote," end quote, rule that is much easier to understand. The July 23rd meeting of the group is at 6 p.m.
Kevin O'Toole at ABC 10 TV in Albany reports that Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders came to an agreement on June 14th to allow Sunday alcohol sales after 10 a.m. Alcohol license holders will be able to apply for 12 special permits per year to sell alcoholic beverages on Sundays starting at 8 a.m. in the areas outside New York City. And wine can be sold in growlers, and liquor stores can sell gift wrapping and gift bags under the bill. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Casey Seeler reported in Capital Confidential that while State Senator Kathy Marchione, Republican Half Moon, does not want to hold hearings on the Hoosick Fall water issue, she said one of her main priorities in the final days of the legislature is to pass a bill that would extend the statute of limitation for those living in a newly designed Superfund site. Marchione, who represents parts of Columbia County and Rensselaer County in Albany, said a bill would extend the statute of limitations for those living in a newly designated Superfund site is among her top priorities for the end of the legislative session. She said she has not yet discussed the measure with Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan. The legislation has already passed the Assembly 132-7 and is currently in the Senate Rules Committee, which Flanagan chairs. But the State Business Council opposes the measure. Rick Carlin in Capital Confidential reports that a new environmental coalition called United Against Fossil Fuels protested in Albany on June 14th, calling for a halt to all fossil fuel-related projects in New York. Actor James Cromwell, speaking for the group, said, and I quote, "We are at the limits of suicide," end quote, about the current use of fossil fuels. The group wants many projects canceled, including the Pilgrim Pipeline. The 178-mile proposed pipeline would carry Bakken crude from Albany to Linden, New Jersey, through Albany, Greene, and Ulster counties, and send refined crude back to Albany, largely along the I-87 corridor. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. Today is day 14 of the WGXC All Together Now 2016 Summer Pledge Drive. WGXC programmers, volunteers, and staff are in the process of raising $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live, and local during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 80 degrees. For Wednesday night, it will be mostly clear with a low around 56 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, it will be partly sunny with a high near 75 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 56. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 79 degrees. Friday night, mostly clear with a low around 56. Sunrise today was at 5:17 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, about one half minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 15th day of June 2016. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.